podcast going here. Welcome on the podcast. I've been having problems with Facebook this morning. I've been doing the live streams on Facebook just because it comes out pretty good and good quality, but for some reason it wouldn't allow me to share the screen this morning, so that was kind of a bummer. But anyway, our topics today, we're going to be talking about the top crypto exchanges. We're going to look at Yahoo having a new exchange that they're offering, and we'll talk about Cryptopia and a couple of neat things where you can earn $50 in, I've got it up here. I think it's Stellar in XRP or whatever it is, XLM. We'll look at that, and we'll just get into the conversation today. My disclaimer is I'm not a financial advisor. This isn't advice of any kind. So do your own research. Don't be a dummy. All right. I'll be able to share my screen a little bit here for folks who are on the video. It won't be super great quality, but, right here you can see that, that there's a deal for Stellar XLM, and it's with Coinbase, and I'll leave a link in the description of this video on the YouTube channel where you can find out how to make $50 right here, $50 in XLM. So it's pretty cool. You can actually earn $10 in just a few minutes. You listen to a little short video, answer some questions. It's real straightforward. So as far as the top cryptocurrencies go, there's a neat article here. It's right here on ethereumworldnews.com, and they have the Weiss, or maybe it's Weiss ratings, I think it's Weiss ratings, ranking XRP, EOS, Bitcoin, and top cryptocurrency projects. Excuse me, whew. So here we go, starting right off the bat, super professional, can't get the stream going, and sneezing already. Life in the big city, right? So yeah, they know that the prices have marked, have dropped, you know, a huge amount. And, the top three they're saying are, XRP first place, EOS, and then Bitcoin are the top three. And then Ethereum, Cardano, Steam, surprisingly, Neo, Zcash, Litecoin, and also Stellar, which we talked about the free giveaway for Stellar. The reason they ranked them high is because they think that they are being used, and they're popular store of value, and then also because of the technology. And I think, you know, there's definitely some good information here, but I don't know that EOS. I know EOS is going up in value, and it's very popular, and it's probably a good investment, but I don't know if it's going to be the one that, you know, in the end is going to be the top cryptocurrency. We'll see. Seems like the top dogs, it's harder to throw them down, but there's a lot of other projects out there that, you know, have a lot more transactions than Ethereum. They don't charge as much as Ethereum for the transactions. That's one of the problems with Ethereum. And then on EOS, you have the high storage fees. So the transaction fees are cheaper, but the storage fees are very high. So, you know, in the end, are people really going to be wanting to pay money to have to store or to make transactions? Are they going to want to pay top dollar for that? So there's other tokens out there that are solving those problems better. They're maybe just not as well known. So, but as far as being, you know, looking at the top 50 coins and narrowing them down, I give them credit for that. So, yeah, again, I'll give you the link here. You can earn some Stellar Lumen up to $50 worth, but $10 right away just by listening to this little video right here. You can, hopefully you can see that halfway decent. You can earn these. It's really quick. Took me like 5 minutes. But you do have to have a crypto or a Coinbase account. So if you get a Coinbase account and you sign up on our link, you'll actually get an extra $10. But if you already have a Coinbase, then no problem. You probably already got this notice and you're on your way. Here's our, which one is this? Oh, this is the Patreon account. No, yeah, Patreon account. And there's our website. This is kind of old, the calendar. Before we go into the next article on Yahoo, the calendar, only thing we got going on is April 3rd and 4th. We'll be at a cryptocurrency convention in Los Angeles, and it's called ELEV. It was called Crypto BlockCon, but they changed the name for some reason. There's going to be some real big players there from... there'll be guys from IBM, Cisco, from UC Davis, Loma Linda University. They're going to be talking about how the blockchain is going to affect healthcare. They've got a lot of really good speakers there. I think there's going to be a guy from NIM or Neem Coin. So that ought to be interesting. So let's look at this one on Yahoo. They're going to be setting up a cryptocurrency exchange. And that's going to happen in May. And I got this article. It's William Suberg. And I don't know what website it is. It didn't print it out on here. But if you look up Japan : Yahoo - backed cryptocurrency exchange set for May launch, it's going to show up. It just came out within the last few days. So the highlights on it is they're going to be trading on a cryptocurrency exchange. They're partnering up. They own a company. This company, TAO, I don't know how you pronounce that, TAO, which is 40% owned by a subsidiary of Yahoo. They're going to initially trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, with margin positions available in three additional cryptocurrencies, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Ripple. Prospective users can already sign up for an account and participate in a promotional giveaway scheme, which I didn't look up any of that, but if that's something you're interested in, check it out. The plan originally came to light in March when Yahoo Japan announced it would acquire a major stake in the exchange through its subsidiary YJFX. And at that time, sources suggested the purchase had cost the company around 2 billion yen, which is about $19 million US at that time. And then this is going to, you know, Yahoo's kind of like back in the day, Yahoo was it. You know, it was a bomb, it was up and coming. I still have a Yahoo account, that's how far back I go. So they've been kind of not doing so good, you know. All these other, you know, Google just kind of took over everything. So this is really going to help, you know, launch them at least in the Japanese market and get their name kind of, you know, appearing again. They said that there was some sort of a licensing scheme going on in Japan, and there was attacks and thefts that had continued at CoinCheck, the victim of the largest attack involving tokens worth over $500 million in January 2018, has managed to return to the market following a buyout. Earlier this month, new regulations gained approval specifically relating to cryptocurrency margin trading. So, things are really happening in Japan. You know, that's been kind of a up and down. That crypto's good, crypto, and you can't have crypto, and so it looks like they're moving forward. So that's good. Cryptopia, I don't know, this probably comes out in mirror image, but there's an article, actually they sent me an email, Cryptopia sent me an email, I have some dust on there, I never keep my money on any exchanges per se, unless I'm going to be doing some trading, which I don't do a lot of trading, by the way, I've mentioned that in my videos, but if you had heard about the Cryptopia scandal, they were hacked and a lot of money disappeared. But they are keeping up communication with their customers, and they said they're 100% committed to reopening the exchange. Anybody who doesn't have funds, they've set up a program to be able to reimburse them And you're going to get like a coin credit. And over time, they're going to pay that back is their intention. So, you know, hey, kudos to them for trying to make up for this. You know, a lot of companies are just all of a sudden, they say that and they fold up and they disappear. Hopefully that isn't what is going to happen here. But they say they're working with law enforcement agencies. You know, they're trying to get some of the coins back. And they're just basically rebuild their service from the ground up. So they said the site is live now. It shows balances as of the 14th of January. They want you to reset your password and use 2A, you know, second verification techniques, which if you're not doing that, look at my video on my presentation. You can go to our website, mountaincrypto.net, and I've got the training video on there, and it'll show you how to do that. They're giving updates on Twitter, which you can go there, and it says their official handle is cryptopia_NZ, and new funds are deposited in the wallets. Please refrain from depositing funds into Cryptopia addresses. There'll be a rebate for customers who lost funds. We're working through logistics to ensure this is equitable and compliance with local laws. So if you have second identity verification, then you're going to reset your password, then you're going to be set up to get your refund. You got to do all that. So I haven't done it yet. I don't really have, like I said, I've just got some dust on there. Not too worried about it at this point. But anyway, it's good to know that they are trying to update that and make everything good. It seemed like I was going to tell you guys about one more thing, but nothing critical here. Been really busy. Thank you for all the members. We're almost at our 1 year anniversary for live streaming and you know, putting content out there on YouTube. And recently I have talked to my podcast crowd because they support us, and through Anchor Podcast, they've actually given us a few pennies here and there, which helps us pay for the website. And things like that, where with YouTube, you know, they've pulled back their, you know, at one time, if you had so many views, they'd give you a few pennies, help you pay for your website and stuff like that. They've taken that away and made it almost impossible. You have to have, I think, like 10,000 subscribers or something crazy before they give you one penny. Anyway, so if you go to the podcast, I'll see somebody's sending us some messages here, love notes. If you go to the podcast, you're going to find out that I'm giving them a little bit extra. I'm doing what I call on the way home or on the drive home, and just talking about hot topics and things like that for a few minutes, and giving a little bit more content for our friends that are on the road. And since the Anchor podcast is, you know, contributing more to us being able to get content out there and support the little services that help us make this possible. So I don't have any up-and-coming stuff at the library. So with that, over and out. I'm your host, Shane Ripley with Mountain Crypto. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.